T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Now. 7 a.m. from the 1250 a.m. The Fan Sports Update Studio. I'm Ryan Horvath, first on The Fan. The Packers now just 2 days away from taking on the Houston Texans. Both teams coming off a loss. Kickoff on Sunday will be noon. We'll have the Green and Gold postgame show immediately following the game with Bill Michaels and former Packer and Badger Gary Ellerson. Week 7 officially kicked off last night with the Eagles rallying to defeat the Giants 22-21. Carson Wentz threw for 359 yards, two touchdowns and an interception in the victory for Philadelphia. Big Ten football officially begins tonight with the 14th-ranked Badgers hosting Illinois. Kickoff scheduled for 7 p.m. on the Big Ten Network. Wisconsin favored by 19.5 points. Speaking of the Big Ten, they'll determine whether to cancel games this year based on COVID-19 testing positivity rates within a team. And if a game cannot be played, it'll be deemed a no contest, no makeup dates. The Big Ten season begins tonight. And the championship week, as of right now, December 19th. So in order to compete in the Big Ten championship game, a team must play at least 6 games, according to conference tiebreaker rules that were also released yesterday. World Series Game 3 on tap tonight at 7 p.m. with the Dodgers and Rays tied at 1 game apiece. Walker Buehler gets the ball for the Dodgers, while Charlie Morton gets the start for the Rays. The update brought to you by Toro Snowblowers. For Grizzly winners, you need a Toro Power Max snowblower. It's a beast on snow, and if you act now, you get up to $100 off on select Toro Power Max snowblowers. See your Toro retailer today and win winner with a Toro. I'm Ryan Horvath, Sports Radio 1250 AM The Fan. Coming up, we got your Week 7 betting picks with Nick Kostos from You Better You Bet, a radio.com presentation. That's coming up on the Bart Winkler Morning Show. Hour number 2 begins now.
Fun, entertaining, knowledgeable.
All right.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Right.
Live and local, it's time for the Fan Morning Show with Bart Winkler.
AM The Fan. I'm Bart Winkler. Ryan Horvath. We've got Week 7 in the NFL. It is underway. Packers-Texans is the one we're looking at. There was a change in the schedule, however. If you were excited for Tampa Bay and Las Vegas, that was the Sunday night game. That's been moved to the late game Sunday afternoon, and Seahawks-Cardinals will now be Sunday night because they're not entirely sure the Raiders game is going to get played. So they moved it just in case to ensure there will be a Sunday night game. So Sunday night now is no longer Tampa and Vegas. It is Seattle and Arizona. Should still be a good game. And that's fine because Brady, I think, is in prime time like for the next 5 weeks anyway. So we'll live. Hopefully that game is played. We'll have more updates throughout the rest of the day and throughout the rest of the weekend. Bart Winkler, Ryan Horvath, Nick Kostos joining us. You Better You Bet. Radio.com app. I know you're a Giants guy, big Giants guy. We're going to start there because to start the show today, I came in with this very specific thing that I wanted to talk about, and then so did Horvath, and it both ended up being the same thing. Is we think that Danny Dimes is good, and he did not blow the game last night. Yeah, he fumbled, but Evan Ingram should have caught that. I know you're distraught. I'm surprised you're even out of bed today as a Giants guy. Tell us about how are you is my question.
Well, you know,
First off, it's great to be on with you guys, and of course, the great people of Wisconsin. Right. So appreciate coming on the show. Yeah, I mean, listen, it sucked. It was bad, you know, and like I kind of look at myself as like a really like rational sports fan. I'm 37 years old. Like when I grew up, I was pretty psychotic with all my teams. But you know, time goes on, and time in the sports media, you kind of lose the fandom a little bit. But like it claws back at times. Like you know, I was pretty beaten up a couple weeks ago, a couple Fridays ago, in fact, when the Yankees lost to the Rays, and pretty annoying fact. It's funny, you know, my girlfriend goes to sleep early, and in the morning, you know, she asked me the morning after the Yankees game, like, what happened? And I said, the Yankees lost in devastating fashion. And then this morning, she's like, what happened to the Giants? And I was like, they lost in devastating fashion. She's like, you say that a lot. Well, it's kind of like what happened. So it's just kind of like, it was brutal, man. It was bad. And, I don't even know what to say. It just sucked. I'm 21-10 with like 4 minutes to go, lose by one. Pretty annoying. And like the sequence of events that occurs in order for it to happen is just like stunning. Like one of those things doesn't happen and the Giants lose the game, win the game. But you know, this happens every week. And I kind of got sucked into thinking they could maybe, you know, and they still might. They still might be able to contend in that terrible division. So, you know, we'll see. I don't think the season's over like in a normal division it would be, but not in this crappy division. As far as Daniel Jones goes, I did think he played well last night. And look, I got to tell you, man, and Bart, I think like we're kindred spirits in this regard. Social media really pisses me off, man, because it's like all the Twitter comedians, right, that think they're like the second coming of Richard Pryor are going to be out there on Twitter. Like, let me post Daniel Jones falling on this run with some clever caption. And by clever, I mean something that 100,000 other people have written, so I can get some clout, some 3 likes and a retweet off your stupid tweet that's not funny. I can't wait for that today. Like all the comedians out there, all the Dave Chappelle's on Twitter that are out there, they're retweeting the Daniel Jones video. I'm with you, man. Daniel Jones did not lose the game last night. He has not played great this season, but he was good last night. So, you know, I think next Monday will be a test. You mentioned Tom Brady and all those games in primetime. Giants host the Bucs next Monday night. So let's see what happens against what's arguably the best defense in football. And I think Packers fans know that all too well after last week, next Monday night when the Giants host the Buccaneers.
You'll like the tweet that I already saw this morning. It's the Giants. It's like the chart of their winning percentage, and then it drops, and Daniel Jones is falling down that proverbial cliff.
See, that one's actually clever. Like, that's actually clever. Like, there was some thought and creativity put into that, other than some schmuck out there who's like, yeah, let me share the video of Daniel Jones falling down with 2020 in a nutshell. Great. That's real original. I haven't seen anyone tweet that before. You know, it was that, and then, like, what's a bigger cluster tonight, the Giants and the Eagles or the presidential debate? It's like, great. Why don't you come up with something original, guy or girl? Give me something original. The Twitter comedian. I'm just pissed off this morning.
I'll tell you, I almost started the show. We get on an hour before you come on. I almost started in saying, well, that was, you know, to make people think I'm talking debate, and then I go to Giants-Eagles, and then I thought, Bart, that's so stupid. Don't do it. But then what I did end up doing, because being on the radio, I played all the radio calls of Daniel Jones falling. So,
well, I mean, I think that's appropriate. It's more just because what that's going to do is shape out Daniel Jones sucks, like he tripped and fell, the butt fumble. Like, he actually played a really good game last night, and like I'll be the first one to criticize him or any player, like Evan Engram. Dropped that pass. Unbelievable. But, like, Daniel Jones was not the reason the Giants lost the game last night. And I feel like because of all these, it doesn't matter. I feel like, you know, even I sometimes get caught and feel like Twitter is not real life. I don't think that most people kind of, well, I guess, like a lot of sports programming kind of, like, judges what it does off of Twitter, which is insane. Yeah, Daniel Jones did not lose the game last night is my point, although that was a fairly embarrassing play.
I don't know why. I grew up here my whole life, but I've always liked watching the NFC East and them playing each other. I don't like as a Packer guy, I don't like watching NFC North games. I can't stand watching the Bears play the Lions or any combination of them with the Vikings. But I've always liked watching the NFC East games, and I kind of take it personal when everybody says, oh, the winner's going to only have 5 wins or 6 wins or whatever. I still think very strongly that if you win your division, you deserve a playoff spot, even if you only win 6 games. Now, do they deserve a home field advantage in game one? We can talk about that, but I have no problem with your division winner coming out and getting into the playoffs, even if they only win 5, 6, 7 games. So with that being said, you've got another game to look at what we've seen in 6 weeks. have we readjusted for you who you think is going to win this division? Because I think the popular answer is going to be Philly, but I don't think they're good. I don't trust Doug Peterson.
Who do you like then?
Well, I liked Dallas, and then I don't know what that was on Monday.
I don't think Dallas can protect Indy. I think the Giants still have a chance. I actually think the Giants right now.
I think you're right.
I think the Giants might be the best team in the division. I think they've got the best defense in the division. And, like, Daniel Jones was good last night. So, like, I mean, look, they blew the game. And, like, I really, like, earnestly don't think this is, like, my fandom talking. I, like, sincerely think the Giants might be the best team in the division. Now, like, when everyone's healthy, it's the Cowboys, like, by a long shot. The problem is, of course, is that a lot of their good players are not, in fact, healthy. Like, they made the Cardinal, you mentioned the game on Monday night, like people that, like, maybe, like, casually watch the NFL that watch that game on Monday night may think, like, the Cardinals are, like, the 85 Bears on defense. Like, their defense is not good. Like, there is no pass rush on that team. Their best pass rusher is out for the season with a torn biceps and Chandler Jones. But the Cowboys made them look like the 2000 Ravens because they can't protect Andy Dalton right now because every offensive lineman that they have is hurt. The backups are hurt right now. Like, this was once, like, a top three, and not too long ago, like, a top three offensive line in the NFL. I think there's a legitimate case to be made that right now, and, like, Zach Martin will hopefully get out of concussion protocol. They'll get the backup left tackle back, Brandon Knight or Brandon McKnight, the R&B singer, whatever, but I think that's his name. He'll be back at some point in the near future as well. But, like, for this week, you know, it's a bottom three offensive line up against Chase Young and the Washington football team defense who, like, say what you want about that team, and I don't think they're very good. They got a lot of talented players in that front seven on defense. So, like, for that game specifically on Sunday, and that's been ping-ponging back and forth over at Bet Rivers from Washington a short favorite to Dallas a short favorite. When this was Dallas minus three, like, Dallas cannot be favored in this game. Like, maybe the Cowboys close as a one-point favorite, and maybe that's when I'll bet on Washington will be on Sunday. Like, I would never bet Dallas in this spot. This is Washington or pass for me. And I don't think Dallas can keep Andy Dalton upright with this terrible offensive lineup against the Washington pass rush. So I actually kind of like Washington a little bit to further muddy the waters of the NFC East coming up on Sunday.
Talking with Nick Costos, you better you bet. The Costos on Twitter. It's on the radio.com app. We'll get some of your other Week 7 thoughts and plays in a second here. The Packers-Texans, obviously I want to talk to you about that. I think there's two ways that people are looking at this game. Either the Packers, because they got embarrassed, Aaron Rodgers is going to be motivated and throw all over Houston, whose defense isn't very good. I'm actually kind of worried about this game. I think the Packers win, but I don't think that it's going to be easy. I saw so much. Everything I saw in 4 weeks was so good with the Packers, but it all kind of got washed away in one game to me. There were so many problems that were exposed. How do you look at that game Sunday?
Well, I want to split the difference a little bit because I do think that you are fair to have those concerns. And it's kind of what we saw from the Packers last year. And I think the Packers are better this year, so I don't want anyone to confuse what I'm saying. But that was like classic, like, 2019 Green Bay Packers. Like, you beat up on bad teams and then you face elite competition like they did twice to the Niners, and you get absolutely thumped. So I do think that there is cause for concern there. I also think this Packers team is better, as evidenced by the Sunday night when they had in New Orleans over the Saints, which may not have happened last year. So I do think there's cause for concern there. As far as this game, like, I know that people are going to get caught up in, like, the narrative, right, which is, oh, well, they got embarrassed last week, ergo, they're going to come out and they're going to dominate on Sunday. But I do think that's true, but I don't think it's because they got embarrassed on Sunday. I would say it's because the Texans' defense is absolutely embarrassing. Like, they can't stop anybody. This defense is awful. Like, I think I said with you guys a couple weeks ago, like, okay, great, they fired Bill O'Brien. Like, do they all of a sudden, like, bring in the 86 Giants on defense? Like, no, like, the defense is atrocious. Like, they got clubbed last week by Derrick Henry and the Titans, which was obvious that that was going to happen. Couldn't stop Ryan Tannehill in the passing game. Couldn't stop Derrick Henry. You want to talk about a get-right spot here in, like, an eruption game? Like, how is Houston going to stop Aaron Jones? Like, the answer is I don't think they are. How is Houston going to stop Davante Adams? I don't think it's going to happen here. So I don't know how I feel about the total, which is sky high here, 57. I do lean towards the over. And my co-host Ken Barkley, Lockie Lockerson on Twitter, he mathematically models these games. He's very sharp at the stuff, sharper than me when it comes to, like, that sort of thing. And he totaled this game at 60. And it's the first time in, like, I don't know, since he's been doing this for, like, 5 years, that he's ever totaled the game 60 or more. So there are going to be points in this game. And I think the Packers are going to score most of them. Like, Green Bay should literally score every time it has the ball on Sunday. I don't know if I could say the same thing for the Texans, because you put Jair Alexander on Will Fuller, I think it really limits a lot of what they can do, and they can't run the ball at all with David Johnson. So this is a lay it or don't play it for me with the Packers, and I do think Green Bay wins and covers on Sunday.
Yeah, total continues to go up. Opened at 55.5. Now it's at 57. I'm going to hammer the over regardless. I mean, that thing could get up to 63, 64 points. I think there's going to be tons of points scored. What are your best bets this week, Nick? What are you looking at here early?
Well, I know Bart doesn't like to watch the NFC North teams, but we have to discuss. Actually, I kind of like the Bears on Monday night, but we can kind of that's not something I'm like willing to like put my money on.
I like watching them, but not when they play each other.
So like you watch Bears Patriots.
I watch Bears. Yeah, but when they play each other, because normally it was like a Tom Brenneman or Dick Stockton game, and I'm just like, oh my god, I just am not into it. Not into it.
Yeah, and Castellanos hits it out to left, and it's 4-0 Reds. But as far as the game with the Lions and the Falcons on Sunday. This is a game that I think you could watch and actually watch an NFC North team and enjoy with Detroit on Sunday, because I love the Lions. The Falcons opened as 3-point favorites. We said we do a segment on Mondays, if you'll allow me to shamelessly self-promote, which is my want. On Mondays, we do a segment called the games like we're betting already for the following week to come in the NFL, because we want people to get the best of the numbers. We bet the Lions on Monday +3. That is not to be braggadocious. That is more to be, maybe slightly braggadocious. But also, we love the Lions in this game. And I actually think Detroit's going to go into Atlanta and win this game outright. Lions are rolling a little bit right now coming out of the bye. I think they had the murderer's row schedule to start the season. And, of course, a lot of blown leads in games that they should have won. But, Atlanta is not good. And please don't be confused by their win over the Vikings last week. Minnesota literally waved the white flag on its season yesterday by trading Yannick Ngakoue to the Baltimore Ravens. So I think Detroit is better. I think Detroit goes into Atlanta. I like the Lions to win this game outright on Sunday. Provided that we get some positive injury information in Cleveland, I'm going to bet the Browns to beat the to lay in the 3 on the road in Cincinnati. Bengals have major issues on that defensive line, both with player injuries and also guys are griping and are not happy and are not practicing, like Geno Atkins, chief among them here. I don't think they're going to be able to stop this Browns rushing attack. And whether it's Baker Mayfield or not doesn't make a difference to me. I don't really think it's a big downgrade from Baker to Case Keenum if indeed Baker's presents some sort of problem in game. I like the Browns on Sunday a little bit, laying the 3 on the road in Cincinnati. But again, need some injury information today on Friday before I'm ready to lock that pick in. The Sunday night game is Seattle and Arizona. I think anything above 3 is value for the home team, the Arizona Cardinals here. That line at Bet River is currently sitting Seattle -3.5. So I think Arizona is going to be a likely play for me +3.5 on Sunday night football. I am going to bet the Jacksonville Jaguars on Sunday, and I don't like to do that. They're getting 7.5 on the road in L.A. against the Chargers. I think that line may actually go up because the Chargers have gotten some positive news in the injury report coming out of their bye. They may be getting some players back, notably former Packer Brian Bulaga on the offensive line. But this is less a bet on the Jaguars than it is against Anthony Lynn, who as a coach loves to play, loves to coach in close games. So when the Chargers are a big underdog, we bet the Chargers, like Monday Night Football in New Orleans against the Saints. But when they are big favorites, we like to take the underdog here. So I'm going to, even though I don't really like Jacksonville and I think Minshew's terrible and another social media sensation, oh, it's so funny that he's got a mustache, or it's not, I will take the points with the Jaguars on Sunday. And if you'll allow me, guys, I don't know how much time we have here, but I can give you some good stuff on this Chiefs-Broncos total if you'd like, but I don't want to.
Please do. I don't know how much time you got. You can talk till 8 if you want, our time.
Okay, great. It's 8:17 my time here, so a little bit of a time paradox here on the East Coast. I like that. So this is what people need to know about this Chiefs-Broncos game coming up on Sunday. So the line hasn't been affected. This is a 4:25 p.m. Eastern, 3:25 p.m. Central kickoff on Sunday. Broncos hosting the Chiefs. So the line has not been affected yet. Kansas City's holding a 10-point favorite on the road over at the Bet River Sportsbook, but this total has dropped nearly 4 points. 49.5 at open, currently sitting at 46. For people that don't know yet, there is snow expected in the forecast coming up on Sunday in Denver. So we have seen this total come down with those reports, right? Now, I am a amateur meteorologist, as I think most meteorologists are, either professional or otherwise. And, just looking at the weather reports for this game, I'm seeing that the wind is not expected to be terrible. Like, when you have an inclement weather game, you always want to look at wind, unless it's, driving rain or, driving snow, and that may not be the case on Sunday here. Wind is really the determining factor that can, screw up a passing game and keep games under the total and really, wreck offensive game plans. Right now, from what I've seen, the wind is expected to be, in between 8 and 11 miles per hour. So here's what I'm going to do on Sunday, because when people see the visuals on either social media or television on Sunday, this total's only going in one direction. Like, it's only going to go down. People are only going to bet the under when they see the snow on the ground on Sunday. So, provided, again, that this is not a winter wonderland, and it's like, when you see it, you're like, oh my God, like, legitimately, how is anyone going to move the ball or have footing in this game here? And provided that the wind is not extreme, like 15 miles per hour or greater, you got two quarterbacks with strong arms with Locke and Mahomes who both want to zing it down the field here. So I'm going to wait until like a minute before kickoff. So for you guys out there, 3:24 p.m. Eastern coming up on Sunday. And if the snow isn't terrible and the wind isn't terrible, we're going to wait, and we're going to wait right before kickoff, and we're going to get the best number, and we're going to go over the total here because I think we could see a lot of points. Broncos showed you in the draft, like the Raiders did, that they're going to try and score with Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs over the course of the next decade. Raiders taking Henry Ruggs and then Brian Edwards. The Broncos with Jerry Jeudy and then the speedster out of Penn State who's going to be back in this game. Haven't seen him since week three with the hamstring, KJ Hamler. So I think we see points on Sunday, provided, of course, the weather holds up a little bit. So give me the over on Sunday, but we're going to wait until right before kickoff to put that in.
That's smart. I feel like every time there is a snow game, the wind's a good thing to look at it. It's like normal. It's just there's snow. Big deal. I like the strategy. Nick Kostos, You Better You Bet, radio.com app. We appreciate your time. We will talk to you soon.
Looking forward to it, guys. I'm wishing you and, of course, the great people of Wisconsin Minimal Sweats winning bets and the absolute very best of luck.
That's Nick Kostos. He joins us Fridays at 7 our time here in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, throughout the country. You can get us on, I'm holding up my phone and pointing to it, the radio.com app. And that's where you can listen to Nick exclusively. You Better You Bet.
A lot of great gambling betting content on there. You got Nick Kostos and the You Better You Bet guys. And then I really like Bet Sweats as well with Joe Ostrowski and Ross Tucker. Tucker with the day off today, I know, because he was on the call, but also a good show. So if you're looking for some good wagers.
Oops.
Is that the radio.com app plan?
Yeah, I just opened it. I probably shouldn't be doing this on the air.
Well, it's okay because while you were talking to Nick, because I've already placed all my wagers, I was actually getting caught up on the latest Saved by the Bell podcast. So did you know that when Jesse got caught up on the diet pills, that in real life she actually did not get caught up with diet pills? If that makes sense.
Good.
Yeah, they went over that in the podcast. Like, because people thought, you know, like, they were, like, coming to her, like, hey, do you got an issue? And she's like, no, I'm good. It's a character on TV. And then later on, she did the movie Showgirls. I don't know where that comes in, but just figured I'd bring it up.
Well, you know, you were mentioning that you wanted to watch Borat with your wife. And
tonight.
You know, we do, my wife and I, like, so what do you want to do this weekend? What are you hoping for?
Where are we watching the Badgers? Yeah.
Yeah, where are we watching the Badgers?
Badges.
But I think because of the Badger game's tonight, so we'll have our kind of, you know, date night-ish
Ooh.
In, of course, on Saturday. But what we're going to do, a lot of couples like to do dinner in a movie.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
We like to do dinner in radio.com.
Oh, yeah, yeah, me too.
So we'll eat dinner and we'll get like one of the music channels going.
Yeah.
Maybe the country station out of Detroit or whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever
I like the alternative station out of Oregon.
Oh, very good.
I like that you're broken like me. Sorry.
But then I think we're going to listen to,
Well, you got the TikTok girls got a pod on there. And then there's
We've
that
already burned through those.
Oh, have you heard the true crime one? I reckon I stabbed a man in Virginia back in 1966. Hear the true tale of Mark Davis's crimes. Crimes that have never been solved. I just walked right into that saloon. Billie Jean was there and she was serving up them drinks and a man looked at me with a crooked eye. I walked up to him and stabbed him cold-blooded in the heart.
I think on Saturday there's this podcast called Solvable. Where they take a problem and then talk through how to solve it.
Yep.
I think the one we're going to listen to is Widespread Poverty is Solvable.
Oh.
On Saturday. And also Youth Unemployment is Solvable.
Well, give me the spark notes on that one.
Maybe. And Child Marriage is Solvable.
Child Marriage.
Yeah, these are all on this podcast. It's called Solvable.
Okay.
And it's on the radio.com app. So you can check that all out. Radio.com. We're going to do a radio.com date night, my wife and I, coming up on Saturday. That's where you can listen to us. Long story short, Bart Winkler, Ryan Horvath on The Fan.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.